26 minutes past seven. That's 10 days until Christmas Eve, which equals 10 remaining days of present buying time. If you're short of ideas, don't worry. Our Christmas gift guide continues on breakfast this week. And today, focusing on the best prezzies for the foodie in your life. Cambridge-based food blogger Pina Broccoli Anaya has some suggestions for us. Good morning, Pina.
Good morning.
It is really nice to talk to you again. How's life?
It's good, considering.
Yeah, and are you Christmas ready yet?
Pretty much, yeah. I don't do a big deal or anything, and it's just the two of us, so we don't really buy gifts. So we just buy lots of nice food and just chill out and enjoy each other's company.
Okay, so you were tasked with a gift guide. Maybe this has been good because you've lived gift buying vicariously through others.
And I have to admit, it's a bit subjective, my list, so yes.
Oh, okay. Well, this could be interesting. We were looking for different food gifts for a range of budgets. So let's start at the bottom end of the scale.
Well, I sort of focused on experiences. So I love independent, I love local. So I decided to focus on unique food and drink experiences that I think would make lovely gifts. So there's like two drinks experiences and two food experiences.
Fantastic. Okay, hit me.
So talking about food, there's Gourmandise Academy, and Corinne runs classes from her kitchen in Cottenham. And she also offers virtual classes, which could really come in handy now with the way things are going. So she's got master classes, how to make patisserie and macaron and eclairs, but also, and those are priced at £110 for a 5-hour class.
Okay.
And there's virtual ones that are less expensive. They're priced at £39 and they're 2 hours, and that price is per household device. And the virtual ones, she's got a Zoom French soiree where Corinne teaches you live during the 2-hour session how to prepare a 3-course French menu. And then at the end, you log off and you enjoy your meal with the people that you prepared it with.
Okay, so and, actually, you know, yeah. 40 quid, if you're doing that as a couple, suddenly
yeah,
it starts to look, yeah, a little bit more affordable.
Yeah, and also for people interested in learning more about the basics of baking, there's a virtual class as well, how to make your own tartelette, gourmet mini tarts. So you learn the basics of making the crumbly toppings and the sweet short crust, the chocolate ganache, the creme pat.
Very bake-off and very tasty.
So those are nice experiences to sort of give to someone who's interested in baking and learning more. So more like giving an experience than an actual physical thing.
Yeah, and you had another one up your sleeve, didn't you, on the food side?
Yes, this is, Christmas is a good cheese board, isn't it? Everyone loves a cheese board at Christmas. I got to have my Stilton at least. So Rennet and Rind, which are award-winning cheesemongers that support British cheesemakers, they have a Christmas edition mystery cheese box. And it's 6 cheeses for 4 people. That's £45. And where the sort of experience part comes in is they've added detailed tasting notes and a scorecard, so you can be your own cheese judge. There's also a Christmas quiz, and then there's a link to watch the Christmas edition cheese tasting with their cheese expert, Perry Wakeman. So it's sort of fun and interactive, and as you're enjoying your cheese.
Yeah, I think you might have said cheese more times in the last 30 seconds than anyone ever has on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire before. This is good going. Okay, so that was Rennet and Rind, and then a couple of drinky ones.
Yes, we have the Cambridge Distillery here, which is the gin distillery in Grantchester, and they have a gin lab on Green Street. And they're offering 3 gin classes that can be purchased as gift vouchers. So those are really good gifts for people who love gin. So they've got 2 one-hour classes. They're £30. One is for tasting, so you learn about the history and production methods of gin and how to taste gin like a pro. And one is for mixing, so you create 3 cocktails while you learn about mixology. And then there's a 2-hour class for £60, and that's a molecular class, and that's a cocktail-making class that uses equipment and techniques of molecular gastronomy. So they've gone a bit Heston there, but that could be really interesting for someone who, you know, sort of the people into chemistry and science.
Very good. And what if you're not a kind of hard liquor type?
I don't know. There's also, we have lovely English sparkling wine. There's a vineyard just outside Saffron Walden called Saffron Grange. It's a family-run vineyard, and they produce amazing English sparkling wine, and they're just on the borders of Cambridgeshire and Essex. And they have a couple of experiences. They've got a really lovely bar. There's outside seating. They also have a marquee, so that depends on the time of the year. And you can buy a voucher for a tri-flight and board, and it's £37 for 2 people. And it's a two-hour session. So you try their range of sparkling wines and you order your choice of a cheese or charcuterie board. So that's a really sort of nice, lovely experience to be out somewhere. And they also have a vineyard tour, and that's £20 per person. And that starts in the new year. So it runs from April to October on selected days. And it's a two-hour tour around the vineyard. It's a relaxed guiding walk around the vineyard. And it's followed by a tutor tasting of their premium sparkling wines.
That sounds amazing. Pina, what a star. Thank you so much. What will you be eating on Christmas Day? Do you cook anything special?
Yes, I leave the cooking to my husband. He does amazing potatoes, Dauphinoise potatoes. And he's ordered some lovely meat from the butcher. I think there's a steak or a beef and maybe also a pork. So he'll just make some lovely, a lovely roast with some potatoes. And we've ordered some cakes and things like that. And of course, cheese.
Of course, cheese.
Cheese.
I like your line. I like your line about Christmas being a cheese board.
It is.
Pina, so nice to talk to you. And thank you so much. She is Pina Broccoli Anaya. You can read her food blog at 12culinarystew.com.